What happens when you're the kind of person who travels from point A to point B like hell on wheels, and you decide to become a nomad? In other words, you decide to sell everything you own and you're just gonna go from point A to point B. What happens when you are basically confronted with the idea that there's no real schedule and you don't have to do that anymore, and you have to take your time? Learning to take your time in podcast 963, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Let me tell you, first of all, that it is great to have Nathan Nelson at Virtus Law and all the associates on board for these podcasts as I run all over the whole country and encounter God knows what. And as you know, I have been advertising Virtus Law. They have offices in Cambridge, Minnesota, Edina, Maplewood, Red Wing, Mendota Heights, and even in Dallas, Texas. So they're big time. And when it comes to business, Virtus Law, of course, offers full services. But if you're a small business owner, this is important. So I have a lot of people listening to me who are small business owners or want to be small business owners. And one of the things that I've learned networking with Nathan Nelson is, are you thinking strategically? This is really important, because most small businesses, you may think that you're one step ahead when you have time, and that's good. Maybe you have a lawyer who thinks a couple of steps ahead. But the truth is, to be on top of things today and all that it entails, that is maybe not enough. Let me give you some examples. When it comes to management service agreements, of course, succession for family-owned businesses, I've talked a lot about that. Estate planning, partnerships, of course, asset protection, debt issues, income tax planning, and boy, is this year going to be screwed up. You have to have a strategic planner. And for that, Nathan W. Nelson at Virtus Law is the lawyer you want, because he's going to give you the strategic advice that you need. Because if you're the owner of a growing business, or you have a little more on the ball and you're starting a business, you might be frustrated with not getting strategic advice from coaches even, or your current lawyer, and you want to look at long-term planning and not short-term transactions. And that is what Nathan W. Nelson, one of the co-founders of Virtus Law, does. So they do full legal services, strategic planning with fees structured reasonably. Call Nathan. He's great. Virtus Law, 612-888-1000, 612-888-1000. Virtus serves small businesses and their owners. Virtus Law Online, they have an excellent client interface. If you have an issue, you can explain your needs and they will get back to you, or click on the Virtus Law banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com. V-I-R-T-U-S, Virtus Law. Well, I have a lot of people to thank for donations to the Bob Davis Podcast. I'm just going to real quick grab my phone and take a look at them. Got to thank Jill Serbay, who sent me $75. Really appreciate it, Jill. And it doesn't matter whether the donation is $75, $100, $5, $6, I don't care, $600, $6,000, that'd be great. No, I'm just kidding. The donations really help. So once I get enough donations, really, I'm using that for gas and for food, and I'm actually using those donations to support the trip. So thank you guys so much for your donations. To do that, you go to thebobdavispodcast.com, look for the big yellow donate button right underneath the picture of Mobile Podcast Command, and you can hit donate, and it takes you to the PayPal interface, and you can do whatever you need to do. And thank you again. Thank you. So I would say that I have a young nomad life. I just started this. Now, for people who have not listened to me, they may not know that I've been doing this since 2014. And I haven't been nomad so much as I've gone out for a couple months at a time to cover various stories or go to various stories. The pipeline protest comes to mind, two different caucuses over the years, and lots of travels around the United States. Much of it very frustrating, because you're going from point A to point B. So let's just say you're covering the caucuses in Iowa. You know that on Thursday, Bernie Sanders, or I don't know, pick someone else, is going to have a rally that you want to cover, and you want to be there and record it on Thursday. And then on Friday, you're going to have to drive to Council Bluffs. So as soon as you're done Thursday night, you're going to have to drive to Council Bluffs, because another candidate is doing something there and you want to get that on tape. So what happens is you get into this mode of travel, and this is what my mode of travel has been for the past 6 years, of getting to point A from point B or getting to point B from point A. There's a period of time that you've allotted to travel, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, whatever it is, and you get down to the wire on that time frame pretty quickly. And it's pretty surprising how, you know, you might be in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and have to be back in 2 days to the Twin Cities. And so you're going to have to rock and roll. You're going to have to do some night driving, and you're going to be pushing to get to where you need to go. And it kind of ruins the experience. So when I decided to get rid of everything and start doing this nomad thing for real, you know, and I talk like this has happened 6 months ago. It literally happened. I don't even think it's been a week. I think it was last Wednesday that I left my house. Maybe it wasn't last Wednesday. It was November. I guess it was October 31st. So it's been 8 days, 8 or 9 days since I drove away from my house. So yes, I'm a very young nomad. In other words, I'm very new to not having to go home. And so my ambulance, my 2000 Ford Super Duty 450 ambulance, is my home. And it doesn't matter where I go or what I do. You know, I have an idea of where I want to go. I have an idea of the plan. And each day that I am going to travel, I look at the map and figure out where I'm going to go. And I have some idea of where I want to end up. But if you've done any traveling, you know, and this kind of traveling, you know that you're going to make wrong turns, you're going to go the wrong way, and you're going to end up having to backtrack or figure out something else. So my plan today was I left this town south of Chicago where my friend Steve and I have been hanging out and doing some stuff to the van. It's always great to go to Steve's because there's always things that can be done. We can get things fixed and adjust things. I sleep in a hammock. And in the ambulance, there's a bar that goes right over the top of the roof inside and lengthwise. And you can attach a hammock to that. Except the hammock straps start sliding on the bar, and eventually you just end up sleeping like a ham sandwich. You end up, you know, your legs are up in the air, your head's up in the air, and it's not comfortable. So then you end up sleeping on the floor. And this is not an RV, so there's no bed. So I have air mattresses, and I have blankets and things that I can be comfortable on the floor. But I would prefer to sleep in the hammock, because if it's set up right, it's nice. So Steve figured out, I said, I got to have some kind of something to put over this bar so that it will hold the hammock in place. And he figured out, okay, we can put grounding clamps up there. And I don't even know what a grounding clamp is, but he did. And he found one in the basement, the place of wonder at Steve's, because there's all kinds of things down there. And we had to go to the hardware store and get another one. But boy, did that make a huge difference. The other thing is I have a propane heat system. And that got a little tricky, and the shutoff valves were working, and we had to play with that, and so we got that all figured out. Apparently, the hookup that I have for this heater is some other kind, and it won't fully engage with the propane tank if the propane tank has a little nib inside the connection. So I got to get, I basically traded propane cans with him. He had a 15-pound one. I got a 15-pound. I traded mine for his because his didn't have that thing inside. We got that all straightened out, and that's great. And then I took off. And the plan was to drive. By the way, I'm in a state park, McCormick. I think it's McCormick State Park in Indiana, central Indiana, about 40 miles or so from Bloomington, Indiana. And I'm on my way south to Lexington, Kentucky, or thereabouts. And I'll tell you about that later. The plan was to go down 41 to 41 south to 52 east to 39 south to 44 to 7, and somehow I got all turned around and couldn't find this cutoff that I was going to take. So I don't go freeways. What I do is I like to take side roads and back roads, because my theory is that you can save fuel. At least you don't save time, but you save fuel. Sometimes you save time, But you save fuel because you're not going, you know, the freeways, in other words, the interstates are kind of set up where they go down and then they cut over. So you're going perpendicular to your target instead of being able to angle down. I've talked about that before. But it requires that you really pay attention. And if you're going the wrong way, and I often do, even though I have compasses, you end up making mistakes and it gets confusing. This can be very vexing. And if you're traveling alone, I have to do all the navigating and I have to do the watching on my own. I don't have anyone to help me do that. That might be an issue at some point. But I don't have anyone to kind of navigate for me and say, this is coming up. But even then, a navigator makes a mistake and you end up having to do something else. So I'm doing everything. So what I do is make a linear list of all the turns and setbacks and stuff. So at one point, I was trying to find this cutoff to this other highway, and I pulled out my directions and I was like, what's this, 252? And there is no 252 that I know of that I could find. And I thought, what the hell? Where did that come from? And here's how you have to handle it. So I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to go this way. I'm going to go on 231 until I get to I think it's Route 7, and I'll take Route 7 all the way. What I'm trying to do is go from eastern Indiana, basically southern Chicago, south of Cook County, Will County, Illinois, go down 41, angle down, and keep angling down until I get right above Lexington, and then pop down it to the Lexington area once I get far enough over in Indiana, but angling down so I'm not going straight down, right? And that's the objective. So I finally figured out another route, but it was like 4 o'clock. Now, when I used to do this, because I was on a story, I was going someplace, and especially when I was hell-bent for leather, and I went to Florida because I only had so much time, or I went to Texas because I only had so much time, and this is what is great about nomading, I realized the other night, I was at Steve's and it was like, how long am I going to stay here? Am I going to stay here 1 day, 2 days, 3 days? Maybe it's just 1 day. And there was an urge that I had to go. And then I thought, where are you going? You don't have to be anywhere because you're home already. You know, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to come back. And it's an ongoing realization that you don't have to go back to where you came from. So you're really not, you have to kind of adjust to just not being in a hurry. And that was pretty cool when I realized that I'm just not in a hurry. So I was able to stay at my friend Steve's house a little longer and take some time and all of that. And then today, when I got off track, there was that welled up again, that, you know, sort of being pissed off because somehow I had miscalculated the map and what am I going to do? And then I made this turn and I saw the sign, McCormick State Park. And I thought, I'm just going to go there and see if they have any campsites. It's Sunday. Is it Sunday or Monday? I don't even know. I guess it's Sunday. Yeah. See what I mean? And I saw a bunch of RVs leaving, so I knew that there would be campsites. And I pulled in, and they were like, yeah, we got campsites. We got a ton of them. Go on down. So I went, this one, you got to come quite a ways down to the primitive campsites. And one of the cool things is, it's like summer. So right now, I was actually hot tonight. I practiced yoga as soon as I pulled up, and I actually was hot. And so I'm not going to have to employ any heating devices or anything tonight. I'll just be in the truck. The truck is actually still hot. And it's beautiful weather. It is like a summer day. I had the windows down most of the day. Just fantastic. But, you know, I was going to keep going. And I was like, well, I'll find a Walmart parking lot someplace near Lexington. And then I thought, what are you doing? Here's the state park. Just turn in here. Go to the state park. Hang out. And enjoy yourself. It's no big deal. And so that's what I did. So I'm here at McCormick State Park. I think that's the name of it. You know, it's probably not the name of it, but I'll check in a second here. And it's a nice little state park. They have these really, really nice primitive campsites. And there's only a couple of people here because, of course, it's, you know, it's Sunday night. And the moon is just coming up over a little bank of clouds here. And the stars you can see, and of course there's no leaves on the trees, and it's warm. It's just the most bizarre thing in the world. Thrilled to keep going south, by the way. One of the things that we were talking about is Steve was like, you know, well, if you get into a place that's really cold, I'm like, I'm not going to be getting into a place that's really cold. I'm not going to be getting into a place where there's snow for at least, you know, the chances that I will. So here's the plan. I'll tell you the plan, and then we'll talk about it after in the second half of this podcast. The plan is I'm going down to Virginia for Thanksgiving. And then after that, I'm going to go down to Charlotte to my friend Max, who is a producer for Bob and Sherry, which is a big syndicated radio show pretty much in the South, but maybe all over the place. I don't know. Because apparently Sherry is very interested in my my travels. She thinks this is amazing, the giving. And I think it was probably just giving everything away that kind of triggered this. What? You know, because that's what people have. That's how it is. You know, it's what? You're doing what? And as I walk around this campsite and do stuff, get the fire ready and everything else, you know, I'm just thinking how wonderful that whole thing, getting rid of all that stuff, is. So anyway, I'm going to go to Charlotte after that. And then after that, a little further south, almost to the South Carolina border, to see other friends. But I'm also going to make this detour. I heard from my friend Dave Wallstedt, who used to own a bed and breakfast in Excelsior, Minnesota, which is southwest of the cities, right? Pretty much west of the cities, actually. And I didn't know, I had lost touch with him, and he said, hey, we have this farm out in Lexington, near Lexington, Kentucky. You should check it out. And we know a lot of people, and I'm really looking forward to doing that. So I'm going to go and hang out with Dave, as long as his wife will allow me. I just remember us talking politics, Dave and a bunch of us other crazy people. And I remember her coming downstairs and saying, okay, enough. Everybody has to leave now. So I promise your wife, Dave, we won't talk any politics unless she's out of earshot, because she really hates it, apparently. And I don't blame her. Well, I don't know what's going to be happening in the next couple of years. We probably will. I'm almost hesitant to say that because I don't know what's going to happen. A change in administration and a change in perhaps the legislative direction. And it might mean more trade protection. And so if this is you, if you are a company that is considering bringing your manufacturing back to the United States, if you're considering that, consider Depot Star, American Design, Engineering, and Manufacturing. Visit their website at depotstar.com. D-E-P-O-T-S-T-A-R, Depot Star. Yeah, I do. I have my printer on board. Mobile Podcast Man is one of the few big items that I brought with me from the house when I moved out. And of course, the big issue with all these printers is that they're very expensive when it comes to print cartridges, right? And so this is why people hate their printers. So here's the solution. Cartridge World of Maple Grove can save you up to 30% compared to the big box stores. And Cartridge World cartridges are guaranteed to perform as good as new. Free delivery on qualifying orders. Also, businesses can qualify for free printers. Sometimes that's a little limited because they've had a lot of people calling in. Thank you, Bob Davis Podcast listeners, to get those free printers. 763-420-6632. That's 763-420-6632. Or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com that says Cartridge World. I was talking about the plan. So the plan is to go to Virginia first, but I'm kind of moseying. So I'll go to Lexington, and then I have a friend who lives in Nashville. I'm going to go over and see him. And I don't know if he's going to be in Nashville or if he's going to be in Chattanooga. Either way, we'll connect somehow. And then I want to go through Smoky Mountain. I'm going to go to Smoky Mountain National Park. If it's still warm, I might want to stay there. And then I'll head up to Western Virginia from there. So we're not in here. We're not in any hurry. And then after Thanksgiving, the trip begins in earnest. That's when I figure it's going to hit me that what exactly I've done. I'm actually traveling in a non-RV, which is actually working out great. I'm not having any real problems. I made bacon and eggs tonight with a fabulous iron skillet on the fire. And that was fantastic. And I've got my my jet boil to make coffee whenever I want it. The only problem I'm having is that I'm having an issue with the cooler, and my friend Steve says you should get one of these. They make some really nice refrigerators that you can plug into your 12 volt. And we had quite a discussion about whether I should plug it into the 110 or plug it into the 12 volt. But it's designed to plug into your 12 volt, and then you don't have to use ice. So I'll probably order one of those. They're about $200-$300, but I think that would be a great addition. But surprisingly enough, this has not been uncomfortable or difficult or anything else, and I haven't had any real problem making dinners or sleeping or anything, taking showers and everything else. I mean, I can always take showers at truck stops, or if I'm at this park, you know, and I need to take a shower tomorrow, I'm sure they have showers up the road here. I'm not having any problems like that. And I'm a little surprised that I was a little worried about doing this with a truck that is not an RV. It's just not an RV. I have a toilet. I have a portable toilet, and that comes in handy when you need it. If you're a man, you really don't have to worry too much, because you can always open the door and pee if you're in a place where you could do that. I can see out of the corner of my eye, I can see the latrines from here. So I can walk up there if I need to. I'm literally a few steps away from the latrines here at this park. But I think after I visit Bob and Sherry and Max, their producer, and then my other friends a little bit further south, I think that's where the trip begins in earnest, because the plan from there is to go on down to get as far south as I can get, as quickly as I can. So I'm going basically to the Florida Panhandle, the Gulf Coast, and rather than going on south to Florida, because I did that once and I won't do that again in season, because Florida will not let you park anywhere. The RV parks are ridiculously expensive, and I have no desire to be in an RV park parked right next door to an RV. I'm not going to do that. I'd rather actually just go to a Walmart parking lot than do that. And so I'm not going to be going to Florida, because they will not let you, even the Walmart parking lots won't let you, just park there and camp, basically. So we won't be going into the Florida, the main part of Florida. We're just going to be cruising along the panhandle there, Destin, Pensacola, on over to the Gulf Coast. And I'll mosey along and take my time along the Gulf Coast, finally staying in a few places that I want to stay in. And then make my way over to Galveston, and then Matagorda, where I was last February. And I don't know why. That's going to be probably December. It's either going to be Christmas or it's going to be New Year's. And then the big part of the trip, which starts after that, which is over to Brownsville, and then continuing on west at the border in Texas, all the way on through New Mexico, all the way over to San Diego. Well, actually, I'm going to make a detour and go to Scottsdale, and then I'm going to San Diego. And then, depending on what time of the year it is, I'm going to go to Anaheim, visit I have a brother-in-law in Anaheim, hang out there. And then I'm going to keep going north along, not A1A, but the Pacific Coast Highway, all the way up to Oregon, Washington. By then, it's probably going to be like June or May. If I take my time, see, if I push myself and I have this weird thing where I've got to get from point A to point B, well, that's a whole different thing. So what I'm trying to do is just take my time and open myself. And this is the key, and this is where there's content here, because I think this is really important. To open myself to experiences that I would not have if I'm rolling through and just looking at things. And I go back to that time that I was in Oklahoma and I met that older guy, and he said, I'm the lawyer in town here, and I don't know what the hell happened to me, but I was like, I've got to get home. And I left. He said, you should stick around for a day or two. I'll show you around town. And he knew everything. This guy had been practicing law by himself for 45, 50 years in that town. And so it would have been great to just talk to him. I'm not going to make that mistake again. So if I run into people, I'm going to take my time and say, well, today I'm staying here and I'm going to talk to these people and we'll see how it goes, which is one of the reasons I'm stopping to see Dave. This doesn't work if it's a mad dash for A, B, or C from C, B, or A. It doesn't work that way. Or having to get home after 3 or 4 weeks. And what also is happening is I'm starting, and it happened relatively quickly, because I can feel it. Just this wonderful sense of calm that has come over me, because I don't have to worry about going home. And I can keep doing my podcast, and I can keep doing my networking, and it's all digital. And there's you know, I'm getting great donations from people, and I'll be thanking you guys in this podcast. Really appreciate it. And clients, and you know, things are going better than they were a week ago at home. And hopefully we can maintain that momentum as we go forward. And so there's a starting to be calm, and mainly because I don't have to be anywhere. There's no pressure to be anywhere, which means I can experience what's going on. And especially on the back roads right now, in basically Trump country, as people refer to it, it'll be interesting to watch how that changes over the next few weeks, because of course, most of these people are still processing the election in one form or another. And everyone still has their Trump flags and their Trump signs up throughout the country. Iowa, but not in the big cities, just in the small towns. Iowa, Illinois, and now Indiana as well. Of course, Indiana is a Republican state, but I'm fascinated with these small towns. I have to say, I saw some great small towns today. Indiana is so picturesque. Some of these towns are unbelievable. And you'll see some pictures from those towns. So, you know, it's all about taking your time. And I can't believe I'm saying that because I am so type A. But I really want this to be a great experience. And I know that if I run pell-mell to get to one place or another, I'm not going to enjoy it. You know, I'm on my second pot of coffee tonight. And I pulled in here. It was beautiful, still light. The sun was going down. Did a yoga practice for about an hour. Got the fire going. Got ready to make dinner. Made a great dinner. And it was just basically all the stuff I had left over. It was just some yellow and red peppers and three eggs and about a whole package of bacon. And now I've got some nuts and cheese that's left over that's going to spoil if I don't get rid of it. And I also had an English muffin with peanut butter. And it was fabulous. I was going to open a can of beans, which I haven't had beans for years. But I didn't, because I didn't need to, because I had that. But it's like, that's how it is, you know? It's just, it's amazing that you can do this now. 10 years ago, you couldn't do this. You know, I've had some connectivity issues, which I'm working on. Some things I have to manage, just in terms of being out in these rural areas. The connectivity isn't too good. So if anybody has suggestions for that, I'll just direct message me. But I think this is one of those life lessons. And I think it's amazing that, I mean, I knew this was going to happen. I knew that I was going to be dealing with this. And I'll tell you when there's something new that I didn't know that I was dealing with. But I got to tell you, I was so keyed up the first few days. That's why I put 35 gallons of gasoline in a diesel tank and had to get that all taken care of. I fell at one point and hit my head on the side of the truck, and it was like, it still hurts. You know, because I was just in that mode of that whole mode of cleaning. So the whole last month, October, was spent in just a wild, you know, orgy of cleaning and throwing things out and getting ready to leave, and very high activity. And then that continued as I was traveling. And so even though the truck runs better than it has ever run because the fuel system has been completely flushed out, I got 500 miles to the first tank of gas. Looks like I'm going to get another 500 to this one. So I've only filled up twice since I left Minneapolis. And I've come all the way down to Iowa, to the border, all the way over to Fairview, and then all the way over through Illinois, and then all the way through on to Indiana and filled up on 41 in Indiana. And so I've driven about 140 miles and the thing is still on full. So that turned out to be a blessing in disguise, actually. And then it feels to me, so what happened was I said, if you don't slow down and if you don't relax, you're going to kill yourself. Basically, you're going to make a really stupid mistake if that wasn't enough. So I'm starting to just, I still have a lot of energy. I'm still super energetic and super excited. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not sleeping all day either. I got up today at 6:30. It's really interesting being on the road. And of course, during the summer, I'll probably drive more because it's light. It doesn't get dark until about 8:30, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock if you're up in way in the northern reaches. So yeah, I'll probably, my schedule will adjust, but I pop right up and get ready and go. So I'm feeling really good. And the first lesson is spread it out, spread the events out, relax. Don't freak out if you take a wrong turn, or if you can't find a Walmart, or if the cheese is spoiling in the cooler. Just take your time and relax. You're just a nomad. You don't have to be anywhere. Well, I've got to get a shout out for the guys at 36 Lynn, the independent refueling station at 36th and Lindale Avenue in South Minneapolis, the Lynn Lake neighborhood. I saw a thing that they did on Instagram. I actually saw it on Facebook, but I know it's on Instagram. Somebody did a video of the store and the pumps and the crazy stuff going on there. And you can see, if you see that on Facebook, 36 Lynn, so you can go to their IG page, just enter 36LYN in the search window. And you can see that the store is really the secret sauce at 36th and Lynn. Yes, they can get you a great deal on fuel because they're an independent refueling station. And because of that, they get a better deal and they can pass the savings on to you. And that's one of the reasons they're so busy all the time. But the store is really cool and they do great community events. So check them out online at 36lynn.com or click on their banner, that super awesome modern looking banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com. And thanks again for sponsoring you guys at 36th and Lynn. Okay, so I'm going to finish my coffee, have some cheese and nuts before I have to throw it out, and just enjoy this beautiful evening here in this almost abandoned state park in Indiana, central Indiana, central southern Indiana. Live from the road on my way to Lexington, and just starting to relax and starting to realize, take your time, right? Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast, podcast 963. We're working our way towards 1,000, and we're going to hit it on the road, which makes me very, very happy.